today we go just in the same vein as last week, because there is a clarity now which will be a good supplement to what was last week. Someone asked me a question about his son going to Yeshiva Ketana. Well, he is in Kitachet, and he's a Meuridige Masmit, or he learns, gets up early in the morning before davening, learns. I told you a story last time, no? No. He learns, and he learns Sha'ot Nosafot, you know, the morning early, and after davening, and by night, and davening such an ernste Sach. And the Rebbe told the father that he can send the son to any yeshiva he wants, and he proposes now, I can't say the name, otherwise I'll be in problems in these days, you know, but he proposed a very, very prestigious yeshiva, which there are a lot of bochum there, and they are very good in learning. And he said, your son should go there because he's able to do anything. He's such a good boy. And the father called me, and he didn't really formulate the question he had, but he had a certain feeling that he's not sure whether that's the right thing to do for the boy. So I also am not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure whether that's the right thing to do. But the question is, what do you say? What do you tell the person? What is that? What do you tell him? Yeah? So that's the question. What's the right thing to say? I am not a novi. I don't know what will be, and there are bochim in that yeshiva which are very much matzliach. But I don't know. But what do you say? So the point is that the Rebbe saw facts, but he didn't see the story. That's the distinguishing. That's the distinction. He saw the facts, he didn't see the story. Because I don't know what the story is. And that is the core point what we spoke, that the education and the development of any person in the world is from the story. It's not from the facts. The facts don't do anything, they will not bring you further, they will not develop you. The facts are amorphous, just like I think you called it in English. They are without tshuva. They are facts. They have no tshuva. They can be this and that. What is important is the story. Because the story is what will bring the person further or further away. Yeah? That's what the story does. And for example, by this boy, I don't know what the story is from his learning. So it could be, even though it's not so much mistabel, but it could be definitely, that the story of his Hasmodin learning, even though he's only Kitachet, is that he loves learning, loves Torah. That could be. Yeah? Don't laugh. That could be. Can't say. That could be. But the story about his davening, that he has a geschmack in Hachnoah, in front of the Beroilom, by the age of 12, that's a story which sounds to me like off track. This story I wouldn't even eat, you know. I don't receive that one. That by the age of 12 you have Anoe in being nichna to the Beroilom, nishmisabel. That's already further away. Yeah? So, but what's the story about the learning? And what's the story about the davening? So that depends. But when the story about the learning and davening, which he's the oldest boy at home, is that he wants to be recognized from his parents, or he feels that he has a demon that he wants to be someone and he feels he's on the way to do that, or whatever it is, what's the story behind that? When you think about that, then suddenly you see it's not so simple to go to that place which is so prestigious, because there perhaps he'll find another 30 like him, and his feeling unique, and his feeling of being the boy the parents dreamt about, or his feeling to be on the path of Gadlus, or whatever that is, what story is there, that story can collapse. And then you have a boy, which that's a classical one, that you have a boy which learned so well in Kitachet, but he went to a yeshiva ktana, and then he had a mashber. But he doesn't have a mashber. You simply broke him with your hands. Because you didn't see the story. You saw only the facts. This is a basic point in being responsible for anyone, for yourself too, is you have to understand the story. I think after last time, I was a little bit off track in my mind, I don't know why, but that for years, I always thought I have a big metziah in the Sefer HaChinuch, that Achrei HaMaisim Nimshochem Alvoves only works on the good side when you are motivated. That's the Ro'o says that. It's a diuk kaza, you know. Obviously when Yare Rucha is to do the good things, and then he does it, then he'll turn over to a tzaddik. That's what he says. So you see that you need a motivation before you do it. But according to what we spoke last week, this is so simple, because like facts or dry actions are the same thing. That's the same thing. Facts or dry actions, they have no predestinated content. They don't have that. You can have 10 children which have shep nachas from them, but they are mamzeri. There was reis takov. Even 10 lives don't say anything. They have no language. There's no language of facts in the world. There's only the language of story. Yeah? So now you want to tell me, Achrei HaMaisim Nimshochem Alvoves is the dry maise alone. That can't be. Because it depends what story that maise incorporates. It depends. You can have one maise, which is the very same maise. And by me, it's Atzlis, and by you, it's Achrayas. So you will learn from that same maise Achrayas, and I will go and draw into my Atzlis from the very same maise. So how can you say Achrei HaMaisim Nimshochem Alvoves in a dry way? How can you do that? I know people which they have great facts in their lives. You know, unbelievable facts. But the story is stinking till the heaven. As stink bis nimel, you know. And I know other people which their facts are off track. They are not so great. But the story is unbelievable. Yeah? And you don't see that. You don't think in these terms. That's a thing which is really... I am desperate. That means it's very painful for me, this thing which I speak to you. Because without that we can't go further on. And we are not educated in this. Yeah? We are not. We are educated in facts. Think about that. That soon we'll read a good story. That's the Megillah's essence. Now we're Shchodesh Odo Sheini. So soon will be the Megillah's essence. The Megillah's essence is a story. Yeah? And the story begins somewhere. But just think, what would Mordechai HaTzadik write in our generation about the Seuda of Oyse Roshe? Yeah? You have a Seuda, and you may not go there. He told them you shouldn't go there. What would Mordechai HaTzadik write on the Patshkevil? You know what? He would write, Kol Bo'eo Loi Yoshuvun. That's what he would write. That means end of story. That's what means Kol Bo'eo Lo Yoshuvun. Means end of story. Fact. Terrible. End of story. That's what he would write. That's what we write today, you know. You see someone which he has, doesn't have the right outfit. End of story. Fact. End of story, you know. That's what we think. And the story of the Megillas Esther begins just there. That's the beginning of the story, you know. This fact which we today would definitely say, it's the most terrible thing. Finita la commedia. There, the whole thing begins. Because there is a story there. Huh? We have to work that something develops. We don't see that. We do not see that there are koiches there. There are things which can develop. We don't see anything. We see facts, you know. That's one of the most disastrous things. I remember the Mashkiach 30 years ago sitting in Mir Yeshiva and screaming that he knows, he saw a Rosh Yeshiva which is a Shas Mahalach al Shtayim. He said a Geonische Shir Kloli with a blue shirt. He screamed that in Mir Yeshiva. That Rosh Yeshiva had a blue shirt. You know who was it? Rabbi Saul Gustman. So Rabbi Saul Gustman, I saw it with a blue shirt too, you know. Rabbi Saul Gustman knew how to learn better to learn than all of you great Lamdonim and Ma'amkonim and Yadonim. Rabbi Saul Gustman knew how to learn better than all of you and a thousand times better, and there was still a lot of space left in the small pocket of Rabbi Saul Gustman. The Stipler himself thought that he is from a former generation, because when he came to the Stipler asked him whether he has a call of Mishpocha which was in the basin of Rabbi Chaim Oizer. So he told him, no, that's me. Because he, by the age of 20, was sitting in the Reb Chaim Oizer's Beis Din. 20, yeah? Was sitting in the Reb Chaim Oizer's Beis Din, yeah? And what do we do by the age of 20, huh? We sit somewhere else. Yeah? But he had a blue shirt. A blue shirt! The chariot! Facts, huh? We are living with facts. We don't live with any story. And we are judging people with facts. That's what we do. It's all things of fact. And facts don't have any content altogether. Nothing. It depends on the story. You can have the very same fact with a different story inside. You know? That's what we have to get used to. And it's even more so. This is the depth of Rav Hutner when he said that the biographies of the Gdolim, they don't do the job. I always thought in a very superficial way that the Kavana is that, you know, when you read a biography of a Gadol, you think his only friend was the Yetzer HaTov. And he was only being a good friend with the Yetzer HaTov since he is born, and such a great tzaddik, and a lamdan, and an unbelievable thing. And I have another good friend, which is called the Yetzer Hora, and he's a very good friend of mine. So I made biography of the Gadol doesn't speak to me because I have a different friend. What shall I do? So that was the critique of Rav Hutner. That's what I thought. I think today there is much more to it, because the biographies of the Gdolim are be'etz no biographies altogether. They are a collection of facts. Only you can't give a dry collection of facts. You have to say a bobemeis around the fact, you know? Some mice you have to say. But it's only an illustration of the fact. And the books are built like this, you know? His great Ben Odom L'Chaveiroi. Once he was going, another morning, and you saw him, and once he was in a kennis, in the middle of the kennis, and then you fill out the names what you want. And then that's the illustration of the fact, you know. But actually the whole Sefer is built like this. His learning, his davening, his kedusha, his ben odom l'chaveiroi. And then you have to say something about that. You illustrate the point, you know. But there is no biography whatsoever going on. There's no story. There's no story told. They are a collection of facts. Only made nice with flowers, you know. It's a collection of facts. That doesn't do anything what the biography should do. Because a biography should teach you that there is a story going on. There's something developing. There is a story going on. And you don't have it. Yeah? We do not live like this. And then we are destroying ourselves. This goes so far, that's an Israeli thing because it's in Hebrew. But I now read the biography of the father of Rabbi Chaim Kirshenbaum, you know, Rabbi Chaim Kirshenbaum, his father passed away, and he wrote an autobiography. It's in Hebrew. So I read that. It's unbelievable. That's a real story. But he's very erlich. He's a real erlich man. He's not from our group, you know. He is not. He was teaching, I told it last time, but now after the bat. He was teaching, I can't say the Rosh HaTevis because this Orna Kodesh doesn't understand the Rosh HaTevis. I can't explain what that means, but you know it. He was a lecturer in JTS, okay? You know what that means, okay? And at being a lecturer there, he was a Shliach Tzibul for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Musaf by Reb Mendel Zaks Minyan, yeah? There's no one more Haredi than Reb Mendel Zaks, you know? He was a shliach tzibur there, was a Shon Yom Kippur Musaf, and he knew that he was a lecturer there. And it's a fascinating story how that person developed. Unbelievable. So Rabbi Yanke Friedman, the Rosh Hashiva of Tifrach, Rabbi Yanke Friedman, a very charedi guy, he read the book. And he told the grandson of Kirshenberg, told him, I read the book about your grandfather. It's definitely a big man. A big person. An Odin Godel. But you may not read the book. Because we are in all the also places in the world, and that's not for you to read the book. So what did Reb Yanke Friedman tell the boy? In good English, he told him like this. I read the book. I was reading a story because I am intelligent. You are retarded. When you will read the book, you will see a collection of facts. These facts are deadly for you. That's the Peirush Rashi. It's even not the Peirush Rashi. It's simply translated in English. Yeah? That's what he said. You are an idiot because you don't see a story. You only see a collection of facts. These facts are terrible. You can't read that. That's the way we are. And it's not only that you don't have this skill. It is destroying us. It's even counterproductive because that's the depth of the Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says something, you know. He says, Hizoharu b'vnei anim shemehem teitze teira. You should be careful with the children of poor people because they will be the future Rosh Hashivas, when you want to say, v'hem teitze teira. Why? Because the bnei ashirim, the sons of the rich people, they had the best teachers when they were young. So these teachers, they took everything which was in the potential and put it out. And took it out into the actuality. But the sons of the poor people had very poor teachers. Yeah? So it stayed a lot by them in the potential. And when they will enter the Yeshiva Gdoile, they will be matzliach more. And then he says, V'chein takish l'sharin yoni. That means that's a klal in chinuch. So what is that klal? The klal is that great facts, once are counterproductive. You see? That's a great fact. You have a son, which he learns, and you say, such a young kid, bli ein hore, such a avas teure, the way he learns, unbelievable. But that is the reason why afterwards he will not learn. And the Chaim Volozhiner was avi ha-yeshives. He knew what means learning and educating, huh? And that's what he says. That the great fact that boy is learning. And what cheder do you look for? When you have a son, what do you look? I look for the cheder. Such a zise kinder. Sie lernen das sage Schmack. And sie wissen alles auf auswendig. And they know everything by heart. And they're chazering the whole time. And unbelievable. These kids, they have such a avas teure. Avas Teire, you read the Shar Dalit? Avas Teire, these kids, you know? That's Avas Teire. I don't know what it means. It means a peer experience, you know? A group experience. A great group experience. But what you see the fact. The child is learning. Comes the Chaim Volozhiner and says, this is counterproductive. That will be the reason your child will not learn when he's 20. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. We are not used to that. We are not used to see any story. We are used to see facts. And we think facts will bear facts. Will create facts, yeah? Facts don't create facts, no. Because facts have no content at all. It depends what the story is, yeah? I made all the mistakes in my life with my children. Never, huh? My children went to a school where they had first to go they went with a 16, a whole hour, from Ramot till Beit Vegan. When you go with it every day, to and fro, and then you go to Sanhedrin Mochevet, and then you see yourself from the other side, the next move, you know? It's crazy, you know? Go like this, and you go like that, and you go into Unstorf, and give a shoal. It means you have a cruise in the Mediterranean Sea every day twice. That's what means the 16 from Ramot till Beit Vegan. That's right? Mistake. And the whole school finished at 3, perhaps at 4, in Kitah Zayin 5. And no mass meeting. I mean, children played, they didn't go home and make homework, no. And children didn't make any homework, you know. No, never. But they played, you know. They played. And the facts were terrible, you know. They played in, they didn't even tell me till they were already 20 what did they do, because they had Rachmodes with my heart. Because they did terrible things, you know. But they played around with all different kind of things, and it's unbelievable, you know. Bad facts, but they were good stories. Stories of achrayus, stories of companionship, stories of friendship. There were good stories going on there. The facts were terrible. But the facts are not educating. The story is educating. What is the story? We don't get that. And I try to explain to you, that's true. I try to explain to you the way I tried to educate my children. And I was telling you, it's not through that they saw me learning. There's nothing to see. Yeah? They're not going to see me learning. But they saw me enjoying, I told you that, enjoying that I speak with others about my chidushim. So what did they see? They saw the story of wanting to learn, not the facts. And when I tell you, you have to be a role model for your children in learning, then by you in your mind, immediately is there the picture that you have to be at home with a standard and making like this. This is a fact. The question, what is the story? I know people which do that day and night, and the story is pressure, and the children flip out. I know that. I know people like this. They do that day and night. Sit next to Gemara and they learn. But the story is a pressured story, not an enjoying story. It's a pressure. And then the story is pressure, you can learn 24 hours at home, and your children will flip out. For sure. Because the story is wrong. The fact is great, the story is wrong. And we don't get that. We don't get this chush, what to do. We do not get that. We don't have the kalim, how to measure up with that. We have to change something in our approach. How to look at ourselves and how to look at others. It helps already. That helps. When you think only, I had a few days ago. I had a person which came to me with things which he was ashamed to say the fact. Ashamed. He was. He said, "I have a problem in learning. I want to learn, but I have a problem in learning. I want to learn, and what's, and he spoke about his learning now, and he's married already, learning, and the way he's able to be mechadish and things." And he says, "Yeah, I ask you, where are you from, what the childhood?" And then he says, "So it's out a little bit out of context a little bit." But he said, "I'm a little bit ashamed to tell you, but when I was young, I asked him whether he has a hobby. So when he was young." I was reading children books. They will understand that here too, but a well-known children book over here in this generation, yeah? So a children book, but I read the book endless times, you know, again and again. I'm a little bit ashamed to tell you that. That's the best story! That's the best, that's the best story, because that shows me that this person is able to connect to something. That he's able to delve into something. That he's able to enjoy something. And then ask him further, what else do you enjoy like this? And say this and that. And he was all ashamed, because music over and over again. And reading and other things. I like to do these things, not in an obsessive way. Only I enjoy that again. But he was so ashamed that this like Bittel Teure and Bittel's Mann, I'm like retarded. The fact by him was wrong. But he didn't see the story of himself. The story of himself is that Solus Nefoshes for his learning. Now I have something in hand to work with a guy that he should be able to learn and to connect to Torah. Yeah? But he didn't see that story. He saw only the fact. The fact wasn't great, you know. It's not a great fact I was a child and I was reading this book, series of books, I think. I never read them. Now, over and 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 over again. I'm ashamed. You're crazy that you are ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed for because the story is great, best. The fact is not good. The fact is not the best fact, but the story is great. But you don't get that, and you don't even live that, your own story. That's really bad. That's a real thing, that we are not able to be responsible, not for ourselves, and for anything. Because the only thing which works in your life is the story, not the facts. Yeah? The only thing which works. I don't know what to do. I do not. When I would make a vat for you, or for people, then I would force you that you should make a vat, and you should speak out a story from your own life. Yeah? In front of everyone. I once said, I do that over here, and you think that I'm crazy, that's for sure. But then you think that he dares to speak about... I live every single day, I have good stories. Every single day, you know? Every single day. Yesterday was a good story, the day beforehand was even the better. The day Monday was a great, two stories going on. I did unbelievable. I could write a whole book about that, you know? Unbelievable things in front of my eyes. But stories about your life. What would you say? This morning I went out of bed and then I went to Daven and then I ate breakfast and then I went to Kehl. And then I come home and I eat supper and then you would only collect facts. You wouldn't be able to tell a story. You only collect. And that's the way you want to take a chayz about anyone. You don't see that by yourself. You see a collection of facts. You don't see that anything develops. You don't see anything happens beyond the surface. You don't see that. It can't be like this. You know? And I would have the kayak, I would let you do that. But there's too many people and I try to do it on Friday in the kayak. And it's very good for them. But it's a work, you know. It's not so easy. But perhaps, I say now perhaps, the Mashgiach, that's the thing which is a little bit dangerous, but afterwards I say a sograim for the Mashgiach. Perhaps, when I was a young man, the Mashgiach told me that at a time where I can't read, I can't learn Torah, I also have to read things, you know, not some. So there are times which it's also to learn Torah, also think about Torah, to read. So I said, there are two things, you know, you shouldn't read a novel. The thing which a person wrote, that's not good too. Eh? But you should read science books. But there is a third thing to read. A third. I want to ask you, the third thing, that is stories about people which are true, you know? Like biographies. There are things which are very clean, stories about people, which in there you get the hush that something happened. Something happened with a person. And you have to get that hush, you have to go into that. So by Gedolim you can't do it. Why not? Because I can't really judge the Godel what made him being big. This is not such an intelligent endeavor, yeah? But I can't do that. But with some people, they don't have to be Jewish even, you know? Some, there are people which happened something to them, and you see that Keuch has brought them, even though they write it in a nice way, which most probably is only 50% true, but still, something there, you know, so it's something developed, why not? So that was my thought. And then, now I tell you something, which I don't do that normally. I know all different kinds of things with the Mashgiach, which he told me. This one he told also to others. This one he told to everyone which knew German at the time when he came to Berlin. So it's not such a good thing to say that in public, not personal. I'm in despair. I don't know what to do. According to my memory, I'm not sure now, I didn't take out the book, but according to my memory, that's what the book is about. The Mashgiach, when I came to Berlin, and when my good friend, which also came from Switzerland, came to Berlin, he told him, he should read a book written by Rilke. Rilke is a German writer, and it's translated into English. It's called Letters to a Young Poet. He told us to read that. And I think the way my memory doesn't baffle me, the book is really about that you should see the story. Yeah? And it looks like that's what you read it. I said a little bit not about that. It's about that, I think. So Weisreich, the Mashgiach, was also in despair. Huh? Mashgiach tells a boy or a younger man, even the older Bocher, he tells to read a book which is not written by anyone, only by a guy. So by a guy. So you should read such a thing. You know, why should you read? Weisreich, he was also in despair. He didn't want what to do. You know. So I also may be in despair. What shall I do? I don't know what to do. The truth is I don't know. I do not. I only know that when we are not able to look beyond the surface and see that facts are not the point, there is a story behind that. When we are not able to do that, we can give up chinuch and development of ourselves. We can give up because facts don't do anything. I think with this halacha we saw last time, with this halacha, yeah, of the Khrushchevko, there it's very clear that achi ha'maisim im shochem alavoves can't be a technical thing. That can't be, because facts don't have a language. It's a very clear thing. It's a very clear statement, yeah? Facts don't do anything. Dry maises don't do anything. Only the story behind the maise. And that's what the Ra'ol says. You have to create a good story, that means you are motivated to do it, and then you do it, then you'll develop. But when there's no story going on, nothing will develop. It can't be. But that is the proposal for today. Yeah? So, this is, next week is already after Rosh Chodesh, it sounds like, and this is Rosh Chodesh. So next week after, then the week after is Purim, and after that, I'm going to Chutz Lo'etz. So next week will be the last one. So, or we go further on this, perhaps connected to Purim. But then this Achrayas business will be, I don't know, come to an end. You know, my Achrayas finished. I'm not accountable for anything which was till now. My accountability is shrinking to nil. But next week will be the last one before Sof Zman, because after this I go to Chutz Lo'etz. Okay, I've come.